I was on the air when the Challenger blew up. And at the time, a lot of radio stations had kind of fluffed off on launches because it was starting to get routine. You know, okay, there it goes again. Boom, there it goes again. There it goes again. I was playing music. There was a young kid, like an intern, in the control room with me. And I was playing music, listening to the network and cue, you know, when they were going to start their coverage of the launch. Had the network in one ear and the radio station in another ear on my headphones. We had a little switch to do that. It was coming up on the launch time, or when I'd have to join the network to cover it if we were going to cover it. And that was a call of the news director. His name was Lee Hall. So I picked up the telephone, you know, kicked my headphones off my left ear, picked up the telephone, hit pay, building page, you know, where it went to all the telephones. I said, Lee Hall to the control room now, and hung it up. He came in about 15, he was right across the hall, came in about 15 seconds after that, and he said, what do you need? And I said, are we going to cover this launch? Do you want it on the air? And it's coming up to like 30 seconds. Listening to the network counting down. The intern's sitting there watching me. I got my hands in about four different locations on the board. And I said, it's time to make an executive decision here. You're the executive. Yes or no? And he said, yes. Open the mic. Carpenter's Dada Doodoo 58 WDBO. Now our coverage of a Challenger launch. Boom, boom, boom. Hit the network. Seamless.
We have main engine start, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff of the 25th space shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
The launch took off, and I was sitting there waiting on it, you know, just listening like everybody else, and Lee Hall left the control room, so I didn't know how long to stay with it.
Challenger now heading downrange. Engines beginning throttling down now at 94%. Normal throttle for most of the flight, 104%. We'll throttle down to 65% shortly. Engines at 65%, three engines running normally, three good fuel cells, three good APUs.
But I just let it go. Altitude 4.3 nautical miles. 70 seconds in, is when, you know, Challenger go up, throttle up.
Engines throttling up, three engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Velocity 2,900 feet per second, altitude 9 nautical miles, downrange distance 7 nautical miles.
And in that day, WKIS was still on the air, 7:40 a.m., the other news operation. But they relied on sports and news at the time. They'd already dumped music. And I was ready to go into a stop down, get back into music. I was doing middays at DBO full time. KIS had already dumped out, and I stayed with it. What did the NASA guy say? Evidently a serious malfunction.
Flight controllers here something looking like very that. Carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction. We have no downlink.
And people on TV, of course, had seen it. People outside who were outside could see something was definitely wrong. And we wound up not leaving the network for over 4 hours. No commercials, no nothing. I remember about 5 minutes after it blew up, Gary Anstatt was the news director of K92 FM. He came into the parking lot sideways to get news on the FM station. But that's a day I'll never forget.